Today we will continue to talk about thrive. That is the word that we use for our common aspiration as Christians, as members of CCBC. It is our annual theme. We CCBCers believe that the Lord wants us to more than just survive trials and difficulties. We are meant to what? To thrive. Let us say together, we are meant to thrive. Let us read together our theme verse for the year, John 15:8. Together now. This is to the Father's glory that we bear much fruit. That is the picture of thriving. Our Bible teachers defined it well, and particularly in our July Bible preaching series. Thank you, Reverend Philip Taroha, and I believe he's viewing online, and Dr. Ray Avante, who is now in another place ministering to one of the CBAP churches, Chairman Willie Sampson, and Dr. Rene Chanko for painting the picture of thrive well through their sermons. Maraming salamat po sa kanila. Well, according to these Bible teachers, thrive means maturing in faith. It is growing in character towards Christ-likeness. You know you are thriving because you're different from yesterday or from last week or last month. You're growing in the Lord. And it is prospering as well. You know, you are prospering in your career, in your pursuit, in your business, in your life. And it is making an impact on the community where you belong. Ministry happens wherever CCBCers are. Diba? That's one of our mottos. And then it is excelling as a witness for Christ. And as a result of our thriving, it is our desire that people would be drawn to God. It is not only what happens here at 111 West Avenue. It's not only what happens through our social media, our online broadcast. But essentially, it's what happens in your life through the work of God in your life that people are drawn to Christ. That is what we mean by thrive. You know what? I asked Sister May one time, what kind of gesture, what kind of sign language do you use for thrive? And she says, actually, there's none in the FSL, in the Filipino Sign Language. So they have to work together with the deaf community to come up with a sign language that expresses the thrive, the word thrive, as we define it here at CCBC, being guided by the Word of God. Let me show with you a video of Pastor Julius demonstrating to us what thrive is. Can you follow him? Okay, let's do it together. You do it this way. Oh, one more time. Our deaf community is watching us. Yes, that is what we are going to do. That is what we are going to be. We thrive. And then Pastor Philip emphasized for us the secret of thriving. He used Jesus' metaphor of the vine to demonstrate, to help us understand how it is for Christians to thrive. Iba po ito sa mga hindi pa tagasunod ni Kristo. Alam natin, if you just look around, you know, you could see many people thriving in their life. Yumayaman, gumagaling, sumisikat, nagiging mas makapangyarihan, gumaganda, gumagwapo, umaangat sa buhay. Praise the Lord. Pero ang difference nun, Pastor? Ito po yung difference. Nandun po sa sikreto na ibinigay ni Pastor Philip sa atin mula sa salita ng Diyos. From the metaphor of the vine, the Christian thriving that we are talking about, the secret comes from the word relationship. Being connected to the vine. Being connected to Jesus. So if you're thriving without any help from God, that's not the thrive that we are talking about here at CCBC. I'm sorry. There's a different way. And God wants us to thrive. Thrive in our relationship with Him. We bear fruit as a result of abiding in Jesus. This month, we will look at another metaphor for thrive. It is the metaphor of finishing the race. Okay? Our text for the month expresses it well. In fact, for the whole month of August, we're going to expound on these verses. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Gusto ko po kayong tumayo and in reverence to the reading of God's Word. And let us read it together. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. This is the word of God. He's going to bless our hearts with it as we meditate on it for the whole month of August. You may be seated at this point. The Olympic Games have produced a lot of stories about the strength of the human spirit. And one of my favorite story in the Olympic Games is the story of John Stephen Akawari. He was a marathon runner who represented his country, Tanzania, in the Mexico Olympics in 1968. May I ask Joshua to show us the video of Akwari. Marathon runner John Akwari fell hard to the ground early in the race. He dislocated his kneecap. The 26-year-old, hailing from the farming stock in Tanzania, was forced to walk for long stretches. By the halfway point of the 42-kilometer race, he was already well out of contention. Talo na siya. Mexico's high altitude and rarefied air didn't help either. 18 of the 75 runners who started the race gave up. As night fell and the course was plunged into darkness, Akwari pushed through the pain. The winner, Mamo Walde, had crossed the finish line 1 hour and 5 minutes earlier. By the time Akwari approached the stadium, the medals had already been awarded. He was determined to finish the race. I never thought of stopping, he said. A journalist asked why Akwari didn't give up when he knew he had no chance of winning. And this is what he said. My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race. Unquote. His famous quote, let me say it again. My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race. You know what? What Akwari did and say reflect much of what the Christian life ought to be like. We know that he did not win. Yet, he won many people's hearts at the time. He won the respect of the international community at the time. In the same manner, we may not win from the perspective of the world. You may not be the best, the brightest, the most beautiful, the most powerful, the most influential. But our aim is not to win the world. Our aim is to win the heart of the Father. That is what thriving means for us. Now I would like us to look at this metaphor for thrive. You know, I decided that we'll take a whole month to look into this metaphor so that it could truly be embedded in our hearts and that we are going to pursue such together. The Christian life is portrayed as a race of life, not a race of one who will be the first. It is not a race of who will be the fastest, the strongest, and the best. Although, it doesn't mean that we don't celebrate this. It doesn't mean that the Father in heaven does not celebrate if we are excelling in this world where we live in. But that's not what the race is all about. Now, what then does it mean to thrive? What is this race all about? Well, it is being in the race of finishers, not quitters. It is in the race of the faithful, not the faithless. It is a race of those who find complete sufficiency in Jesus, who himself is the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. 30 years ago, nakita ko na ito sa computer when, you know, nagkaroon na ng internet and I began scanning the internet, and one of my favorite things to visit was a race that is called the solar car race. What is interesting about this race is that, you know, this happens in the deserts of Australia. The aim of the race is to complete the course. They will use a car. They will complete the course from Darwin to Adelaide, and that is 3,000 kilometers, okay, by using solar-powered cars. And in fact, the thing that attracted me to this is that these cars are created by students, and they are funny-looking cars. But they have to go through the race, 3,000 kilometers, not dependent on batteries, not dependent on gasoline, but dependent on the power that the sunlight gives. And they have to complete that race. And I think, mga kapatid, that is an accurate picture of what the Christian life is. We complete this race of life, not dependent on our money, not dependent on our connection, but the kind of race that we are running is that we are dependent on the Son of God. Ganun po yung larawan ng race na ito. So, it is a race of those who will endure in the faith. And the winners are anyone who completes the course, regardless if you're the first or the last. The winners are those who press on to win the prize. And what prize is that? It is the public commendation of the Lord Jesus. It is that day when we are gathered before Him in the before the throne, and all of us are there worshiping Him, and then suddenly He will ask the people to be quiet, and He will call your name, Liz, or He will call your name, Maya. He will call your name, Jay, and you will come forward. And in the midst of the crowd, He is going to make that announcement. Well done, good and faithful servant. That is what we ought to aspire for. That's why we want to thrive. That is our goal. The end picture of all of this race. Well done, good and faithful servant, the commendation, the pleasure, the delight of our Creator God and Savior when we come face to face with Him. So the ones who thrive are those who kept to the faith until the end and still was able to please God with such faith. Look at this verse, Hebrews 11:6. Together now let us read, "For without faith, we cannot please God." out of our passage in this month, we will explore the disciplines of the people of God who thrive in their faith life. And what is this? Number one, people of thrive learn by the experience of others. Two, people who thrive know their calling in Christ. Number three, people who thrive are centered on Jesus. And number four, people who thrive are finishers and not quitters. And if you join us in our worship services this month, we are going to tackle each of the themes that came out of Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. We're going to look at the first theme. People who thrive learn by the experience of others. This is expressed much in the phrase in Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Wow! This is a loaded statement. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Actually, this is a comforting statement for us. You are not alone in your walk of faith. That is what the writer is saying to us. There are other people who are in the same journey as you are. You are not the first in trekking with God and in a life of faith. You are not walking in an unknown path, in a path where no one has yet passed. Na may dumaan na dyan. May nakaranas na yan. And you know what? You may be the last, but you are not the least. It says there, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. I remember the story of Elijah. This is mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 18. You know, he had this victory against the prophets of Baal. He was able to prove to the world, to the false prophets, to Queen Jezebel and to King Ahab and to the all Israelites that the Lord God, Yahweh, is the true and living God by that great contest in Mount Carmel. But instead of believing as he expected, mas lalong nagalit pa itong si Queen Jezebel. And she made a pronouncement that Elijah has to be executed. And as a result, Elijah was overcome with discouragement, with fear. And he ran away from doing the things that the Lord called him to do. And when he found God, he said it to the Lord in his prayer 3 times. He said, Lord, I have been very jealous for you. But the rest of the Israelites have forsaken you and they have devoted themselves to Baal, including the other prophets. I am the only one left. Nag-iisa na lang ako, Lord, and I am carrying this whole burden, Lord. That is the essence of his prayer. You know, Elijah felt very lonely in the battle, in his race. But we know the story in 1 Kings chapter 19. God pointed out to Elijah that he was not alone in remaining in the faith. He told Elijah, there are 7,000 others in Israel who has not yet bowed down to the idols, to the Baals. And there are 100 prophets hidden in 2 caves that are still faithful to the Lord. The message of God to Elijah is that you don't need to be discouraged because you're not alone. Hindi ka nag-iisa sa laban na ito. You're not the first. There are people journeying with you. Alam po ninyo, trials and difficulties have a way of making us feel alone and lonely in the fight. It makes us feel that it is our right to give up. Hirap na ako. Nag-iisa lang ako dito. Lord, siguro okay lang. Give up na ako. Ako na yung huli eh. Ay, nako. God will help you in this. He will help you gain the perspective that there's a cloud of witnesses around. In other words, you're not alone in the fight. You're not alone in the battle. There are people who have trodden the path So we ought to learn to find inspiration from them, from this cloud of witnesses, from these other people who have gone through the path. Some other students of the Bible will say that the cloud of witnesses are like cheerleaders. Alam niyo sa contest, di ba, kapag may race, nasa bleachers ang mga tao, agatapos they cheer you up. Well, I don't think so. Isipin po ninyo, think about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, think about Noah, think about Joseph. Do you see any bleachers? Do you see them around? Wala po. Rather, I believe that the writer to the Hebrews is encouraging you and me to learn from them, to find inspiration from these men and women of faith, so we can finish the race with flying colors. Why? Because these people have practiced what it means to live a life of faith in God, even if they have their own frailties and failures and inner weakness. We can learn from them what it means to walk by faith, what it means to be strengthened by God, what it means to endure to the end. Kahit po mahihina po sila, we could show from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, that these people were all commended for what? For their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. You know, in the end, many of them would seem that they are a failure from the perspective of the world. But in the sight of God, in the economy of His plans and His mission, well done, good and faithful servant Joseph. Well done, good and faithful servant Jacob. Well done, good and faithful servant Abraham. Well done, good and faithful servant Sarah. It is their faith, their life of faith, that delighted the Lord. And those who were commended for their faith became our cloud of witnesses that surround us. So more than a comforting statement, this statement from the writer to the Hebrews becomes a coaching statement for us, a learning statement. The people who have gone ahead of us, they are testifiers of what it means to live by faith. He's encouraging us to learn from their experience of walking with God, and we are urged to find ourselves life mentors and coaches, beginning with these people. So, how do we thrive in our faith? It is this. Let's look at the next slide. It is learning from others. We ought to have our spiritual mentors in life. And what can mentors do? David Stevenson, a pastor author, who finds two things from this passage, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, of what mentors can do for us. Number one, he says, our mentors affirm the value of the race. And then number two, our mentors show pointers on how to prepare for the race. If you look into Hebrews chapter 11, you know, the passage right before the passage that we are studying, we find a list of those who lived according to the promise of God. A list of people who lived by faith. They are heroes of faith. And we know that they had their share of difficulties and trials. And the common thread among them is that they live their lives by faith. They put themselves at risk by faithfully obeying and pursuing the will of God. We know the story of Noah. He built the boat by faith, even if there's no water around. We know the story of Abraham. He left the security of his home and traveled to an unknown place by faith under the guidance of God. Sarah conceived a baby in old age by faith because God has said it. Abraham offered up their long-awaited son by faith. And by faith, Moses, you know, he was the prince of Egypt. Anak siya ng prinsesa. But he chose to live with the Israelites and to be identified them by faith. So by reading and learning from their life stories, we gain insight into what it means to be living by faith. We learn how to relate with God and what it means to be in covenant with God through the life stories of these heroes of faith. Let me show you another picture here. You know who this lady is? Heidi Lynn Diaz. Well, I'm not Sure, if she's a believer, but one thing for sure, she is a gold medalist, the first Filipino who gained a gold medal at the Olympics. Let me give you a little backstory on her before she received that gold medal. You know, she joined the 2019 Asian Championships 6 months before the Olympics. And the result of that was that she was very devastated. She was very frustrated by her performance. Natalo po siya. She was outlifted by Chinese competitor Liao Chiu-Yin. This is a very big difference in that kind of contest. Napakalayo niya. You know, the Chinese athlete even broke the world record of 128 kilograms. And as a result, she felt very, very discouraged. Nawala na yung hope niya of gaining the Olympic gold for the Philippines. The chance of an Olympic gold medal seems to be beyond her reach. But it's a good... Her coach had another perspective of the race, of the contest. According to in the Asian Championships, gave insights on Heidi Lim's team of coaches and trainers a strategy to be able to clinch the gold medal on the Olympics in a more prestigious contest. Gold. And she told Heidi Lim, you know what? She was able to lift 128 kilos. That will be our goal for the training. You have to be able to reach that. That will be our secret. They will be confident that, you know, malayo tayo, hindi na tayo kayang habulin itong taong ito. You have to work hard to reach that goal. That's what coaches do. Help us gain perspective of the race where we are in. And you know what happened as a result. Heidi Lim was able to lift 127 kilos doon sa, and she received the gold medal. It, so many Christians have said with frustration that it is impossible to live the Christian life. Ang hirap, hirap. Kaya many of us pumapasok na lang sa buhay na si ang Christian life ay pang Sunday na lang, pero Monday to Friday, ang hirap exercise ang Christian life sa gobyerno, sa business, out there in the school, out there in the marketplace, ang hirap-hirap. The devil seems to have an upper hand against us. It seems to be completely impossible to be totally dependent on Christ alone. In the world where the world never have a second thought in doing underhanded ways. You know, wala silang pangano sa paggawa ng pandaraya, sa paggawa ng masasama. Life na ito. But you know what? Good spiritual Christian mentors and coaches in our lives will help us gain a good perspective on what is going on and insights on how to prepare. I remember many years ago, that was way back in the 80s, I sensed a call from God. I was still in my senior years in college. So I felt disturbed, honestly, when I sensed that call, excitement and being disturbed. So I decided to talk to Pastor Dan Bautista, who used to be our senior pastor here, office. We had this dialogue. I asked him, Pastor Dan, nakakatakot yata itong calling na ito. Bakit mo nasabi? Eh, kasi picture of myself, you know. Family, we have this house. We are well provided for. I provide well for them. I'm giving them the good life. And ganon, masaya. But since the Lord spoke to me and He says, I have to give up that ambition, that means I am willing to give up pursuing riches, pursuing comfort, pursuing... Pastor, unfair naman yata yun sa magiging family ko kapag ka, ako okay lang, pero inisip ko pag nagkaasawa ako at mga anak ko, ganun din ba? Parang, how can that never forget this? He simply said, look at mo ko. Wala akong lupa, wala akong bahay, pero may disenteng tirahan ng pamilya ko. Pero hatid sundo ng kotse, di na pinagdadrive ko ang aking mga anak. And in my meager salary, my children are educated in good schools. And then, ko yung mga anak niya, mga ganyan. Mukha ba silang gutom sa kinikita ng pastor? And the point he gave me is this, look at me. Never left his servant alone. The Lord will never leave. Na rin matakot, I'm going to be he did for me. Yun po yung value ng coach, mga kapatid. Yun po yung value ng mga spiritual. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. What the writer to the Hebrews is saying, you can find them anywhere. Mahanap mo sila kahit kailan. Kaya lang, kailangan medyo meron kang magandang attitude sa puso. Naalala ko in my younger years, masyado rin po ako ma-pride. Actually, the Lord has been dealing with me, long-term dealing sa akin yan. I am a special, very, very special. So, I do not need disciple makers to teach me this. Sikat yung pogi, yung sikat, yung gustong samahan na marami. And even, I always had the bad attitude that I am better than my mentor in that internship. Mas magaling ako sa kanya. Sa totoo lang, looking back, it's a stupid thought. It's a foolish thought. To invest their time, their energy, their life with me. So, surprised. But I didn't benefit so much for them. You know why? Because I was so unteachable. You don't find men. We have to just humble ourselves, and then suddenly, we have this cloud of testifiers of witness. Look, our people in the Bible. I have to of Joseph, Daniel, on how they stood their ground in the Lord. I learned from the example of the Apostle Paul recently. You know, I walk like a mentoring with the Apostle Paul, going slowly through the book of Philippians with God dealing with the issues of pride. And then the statement of the Apostle Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Okay. I hear you, Paul. Kaya importante, mga kapatid, if you would like to be mentored by good men and women of faith, look into the Bible. Do you read your Bible? Kalabitin mo, katabi mo, nagbabasa ka ba? We have to learn from them. Let me share with you the story of Manny Valencia. He is a member of the National Council ng CBAP. Manny Valencia is the founder and the owner of Joshua Meat Products. It's a big meat processing company out there in Nagarlang, Laguna. In the early years of his business, 1990s up to 2000, you know, he started small, but he gained some capital, he invested it, lumaki ng konti, but it came to some kind of a frustrating setback na, sabi niya, for the next 7 years, parang hindi lumalago, walang pinupuntahan yung business. But at the time, he learned how to be a learner from the Apostle Paul. So he was reading and studying through the letters of the Apostle Paul, and he came across this statement from the book of Romans, submit to the authorities. It was embedded to his heart, and he thought to himself, authorities. It says there, submit to the authorities. And the first thing that came to his mind was that he was not paying the SSS of his workers. So immediately, to present himself and find ways and means how he could rectify it, only to be frustrated again. Total of 3 million pesos. And the only money that he has for personal needs, family needs, and business is 700,000 pesos. Well, the Lord urged him to go back again, 3 million. So he decided that he's going to pay it for the next 12 months. And as soon as he did that, this is his story. Suddenly, ABS-CBN called him up. Pwede ba kaming dumalaw sa inyo? Talk about free advertising and marketing. 15 minutes. Magkano yon? But of course, he took the opportunity. Immediately, sales was boosted. Dahil nakita ng ibang network, Channel 9, Channel 13, Channel 5, nainggit, nagtakbuhan doon. So he was practically exposed in all of these networks, and furthermore, it boosted and boosted and boosted. To make the long story short, months of installments sa SSS. Profit margin niya. And it didn't only stay for that year. In fact, after that year, he's dinaya natin sa mga workers. Tingnan pa natin yung mga buwis natin and everything. So he decided to submit to the authorities. Mga kapatid, po ang ginagawa ng Lord. So ngayon, kumusta si Brother Manny? Sabi niya, we has 300 workers. More increased, even with ASF and with many other problems. Alam niyo kung bakit? Because of that, I submitted myself to the word of the Lord, to the guidance of God. From people in history, we can find, personally, I find insight and inspiration from people like Martin Luther, who challenged the foundational issues of the established church back then. I was inspired by Mother Teresa. On out of her love for the Lord, she served the poor. Out of her desire to please Jesus, she sought the poorest among the poor and helped them know Jesus as well. I find strength in Dietrich Bonhoeffer. This is a German pastor who stood against Hitler, while the other pastors in the time of Hitler was hailing Hitler. You know, he was sent by God. And he's the only pastor who says he's the Antichrist. He is going against Christ. And as a result, he lost his life with it. But I read through the writings of Bonhoeffer. It's beautiful, beautiful writings about the Christian life. I'm also inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. I read his sermons. These are beautiful sermons. In all of his sermons, he talked about the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, how it brings change in the hearts. And the result was the change in the social fabric of the United States. We could look into people of history and learn from them. Then another thing, where do we find mentors? We find the people in our lives. There are people who are committed to invest their time and their lives for us. Parents, teachers, friends, titos, titas, even our yayas and caregivers. While we were growing up, they have been used by God to mold us to be the person who we are today. Let us be appreciative of them. I remember Lyman Alipit, my high school teacher and advisor. He was a teacher on business math, and I don't recall any of his lecture and lessons. But why don't I forget him? Sorry, teachers. Ganun lang talaga kami. Wala akong maalala kay Lyman Alipit except for one gesture that he has given me. That is giving me a gift of a drawstring knapsack for me, and I treasured that gift. And there was a note there encouraging me to pursue my talents, to grow in pursuing my dreams in Christ Jesus. It's simply that. He He helped me help a good sense of myself, a good appreciation of who I am before God. And that I have so many other mentors in life, and one of them is Pastor Rene Atienza. Sino hindi nakakilala kay Pastor Rene rito? Oh, many of us are inspired by his passion for evangelism, for ministry, and for training other people, for equipping other people, not only here, but even in many other places in the world. But there was so many for 8 years, really, in my life. I really admired his discipline on maintaining ministry and in his personal life. Because I saw him not only in the office and strategy meetings, but even in the bedroom. When we get together to sleep, but really what I saw in him was a man. Please flourish even if you don't have money. Even if you are in terrible deficit, to flourish. We were able to send people to China. We were able to send people to church planting, even while the organization was in a terrible deficit. Blip Taroha, you know him well. But you know what? He coached me to look into the life of Moses. And you know, he told me, try to draw inside. Parang pareho kayo ni Moses. Talaga, lumaki na naman ulo ko. Talaga, parang Moses. Sige, tingnan mo. And that led me to a deep and protracted study of the first, and it resulted for me to write sermons that are good enough to be preached. Now, how does these mentors operate ba? Paano ba sila nakakagawa ng people in the Bible, people in history, or people in our life? They were brought in and grace of life with flying. God was at work. And that is the difference between secular mentorship and spiritual mentorship. It is allowing the spirit and insight, the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God. So that, what? We may understand what God has freely given us. You know what he's saying? In all of these encounters with the mentor, mentors in the Bible, mentors in history, mentors around you, the Spirit of God was working in those relationships. And what is the Spirit doing? Essentially, what the Spirit is doing through these mentors is to cause me to fix my eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of the faith. That's what nice about yourself. You know, you could pay any therapist. The result of that is that they will cause you the author and finisher of our faith. In conclusion, we are not treading the deep water. It's not a place where none has yet gone ahead. I want us to cast all our spirit. We are created to be in a community. We need each other. We need the people who have gone ahead of us. Live a life of faith in the Bible. We need the people who are living with us right now. Find a spiritual mentor. A disciple maker. Learn from them. And if you want to know how to join a life group, kausapin ninyo si Sister Jot. She's the one in charge of this. Study the Bible in a group for personal growth. And by the help of these teachers, we can truly fix our eyes on Jesus, the author of